A license was issued to AIR to remove the phone boxes in the city centre that had become obsolete and no longer in use. And over the last number of years, the ones that were in AIR Square, Bridge Street and in the West End have become nothing but public toilets and been used for just a dumping ground. These were removed during the week after a license was issued by Galway City Council, where the power had to be switched off, and also then is that AIR had to also cover over the manholes that had been done. As we speak this morning, the one in AIR Square has been removed, which is just opposite the Ulster Bank. This was a terrible, look on the town centre, and thankfully they've been removed now. This was all to do with the installation of the new AIR boxes, which were include information panels and also a phone that people could still use. I suppose one thing we've noticed down through the years is with the more advent of mobile phones, everybody has the need for a public phone in the city centre. Had fallen, and they had just not been used, and had become a target for graffiti and for abuse.
And then for the phone boxes that have just been removed in the last day or two, or as you said, one just being removed this morning, what will happen in those spaces now? Will we see more of those kind of public information kiosks, or will they just be left kind of, I suppose, blank as they are?
Well, I think first of all, they'd be welcome that they'd be left blank because they had served no purpose in the last number of years. The information kiosks that have been installed by AIR, which include a screen for advertising, a map for the city, and also an interactive way of actually promoting the town, they're in place at the moment. I think we have to be very careful about the installation of any more of those, because the last thing we want is just nothing but billboards around the town. But by these being removed at the moment, it just opens up more public space and actually gives people the opportunity to enjoy the town a lot more and not have these really bad, unsightly sites that was what we had for a long period of time, where it's been used as dumping grounds and also as toilets. So long.
Yeah, as you kind of alluded to there, I mean, these are basically at this point historical relics, because they were very much looked like from their time, and they hadn't been used, you know, for years.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it would be like a scene from Doctor Who. We'd be waiting for the phone box in the middle of the town, and you'd be asking, what is that? I mean, we've now got a generation of children who don't know how to use a dial phone, don't know what a call card was, and I suppose what a payphone was. So, I mean, it is a relic of the past. These were not the picturesque ones that we would see in villages and towns, which have been turned into defibrillator holders. These were just, you know, aluminium steel that just really looked dirty and rubbish. But, I mean, like, it just shows you, again, it's the end of an era for communications, where we have public phones being removed from the streets and then installed with other interactive tools with it as well. So, yeah, I found a call card there recently myself, and that would have been used years ago, which had extra vision, and I had to show it to the kids, and they didn't know what extra vision was or what a call card was.